Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is telling Americans that democracy prevailed and now is the time to unite to heal. On Monday evening, Biden, for the first time, bluntly condemned the attempts by President Donald Trump and his allies to overturn the results, calling it an unprecedented assault on our democracy. Not even an abuse of power can stop a peaceful transition, Biden said. Just hours after members of the Electoral College voted in every state and the District of Columbia to formally give Biden more than 270 electoral votes needed to certify his election victory. Whether Biden's message of unity will have any effect remains to be seen. Biden is preparing to be sworn in as the 46th U.S. president on January the 20th. The U.S. corona vaccine program is underway. Healthcare workers were among the first to receive the vaccine on Monday. A U.S. government spokesman said pharmaceutical giant Pfizer and partners delivered the frozen vials to 141 of the 145 targeted locations during the first day of the rollout of the vaccine. Healthcare facilities in American Samoa, the U.S. Virgin Islands, the North Mariana Islands, and Guam are still awaiting supplies. Attorney General William Barr, one of President Trump's staunchest allies, is resigning amid lingering tension with the president over the president's baseless claims of election fraud and the investigation into President-elect Joe Biden's son. Barr went to the White House on Monday, where Trump said the Attorney General submitted his letter of resignation. Trump said Deputy Attorney General Jeff Rosen will become acting Attorney General.